Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. In today's edition, or before we get to that, I forgot who I was. Well, not really. I didn't forget who I was. I forgot to introduce who I was. I'm Jacob, and with me today is...
Michael.
Michael's here today, right? And Michael, you are kid number what on this spectrum here?
Four.
You're kid number four. All right. Michael's been with us before. In a previous episode, we talked about... What did we talk about in our previous episode? Do you remember?
No.
It was one of our favorite TV shows.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
Right. What do we talk about on Phineas and Ferb?
How they make stuff every single day and they don't get in trouble.
Right. So, and is Phineas and Ferb a cartoon or a live action show?
Cartoon.
Right. It's totally cartoon. So it's definitely not a documentary or reality show, right?
Yeah.
But today we are going to talk about a documentary slash reality show, right? And it's one we just finished watching, right? Because we're recording this on a Sunday. And what do I always say about what we should watch on Sunday?
Returning to Favor. Favor?
You want to try that again? You're getting close.
Returning to Favor.
Nope. Returning the...
Returning the favor.
No problem, right? That's totally okay.
Yeah.
On this podcast, we tell people it is fine to learn as you're going through life. So it's called Returning the Favor, right? And it's one of our favorite shows. You remember the name of the guy who is the host? What's his name?
Is it Mike?
Yeah, it's Mike. His last name is Mike Rowe. Did you know, you want a little bit of history about Mike Rowe? Mike Rowe was not the best of student when he was in school. And if it weren't for some really good mentors and encouraging him to develop his talents, he would not be successful in life. So one of the people that helped encourage him was his music teacher and taught him how to sing and use his voice. And Mike Rowe has made lots of money. I mean, I'm not saying he's super uber rich, famous, blah, 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 right? But he's made quite a bit of his money doing voiceovers. So like when you see those dramatic TV shows and they need a voice in the background to say something, Mike Rowe's done that. That is part of his job. Before he did that for those dramatic TV shows, you wonder what he used to do?
What?
There used to be a TV station. There might still be. There might even be more than one. But it would sell people things. And one of the things that they would sell, like these precious moments, like little figurines with these kids in these different positions looking all cute. And Mike Rowe used to have to be the deep voice to say, oh, look at how this looks and the porcelain here is really nice. And that's totally out of character for who he is. Then he ended up doing a show called Dirty Jobs, and I think you were too young when we used to watch Dirty Jobs. But Mike would show up to people's work, and he would do their job with them. So picking up poop out of pig pens, he did that. Sorting trash, right? Because when we do recycling, right, that's a trash sorting thing. Cleaning out the giant trash machines, he did all of those things. It was pretty cool. So do you think you would do dirty jobs from, you know, when you grow up and be the with the female host, you'd be the girl host for it?
No.
Why not?
Because what if I have to, like, you know, pick up poop and sort trash?
You could totally do that.
It's disgusting.
Well, we'll get you trained up. I think if you do the trash this week and the poop for the dogs in the backyard, I think that'll be good training for your future Dirty Jobs Michael edition. Because your name's Michael and his name's Mike. It would totally work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would. All right. So one of the things that Mike Rowe learned when he was out and doing things with all of these guys who worked really hard is he learned that he was very blessed and had the opportunity to help other people succeed. And so that's where Returning the Favor came from. Returning the Favor is a show on Facebook. We'll link to it, right? Because we should link to it. Returning the Favor is a show on Facebook where Mike works with it's a lot of times it's the same film and audio crew he had on Dirty Jobs, and they go out and they find people who are doing good in the world, right? And then what do? They find people who are doing good, and then what happens?
And then, like, so the one that we just watched was where they would, like, give food for really cheap, and the store wasn't really, or they didn't have a store, so then they made them a store and they gave him some more food for them.
right? Because there was a spot in this town where all the other grocery stores had closed up. And so crime had gotten worse, and it was harder for people who didn't have cars to be able to get groceries. And so this farmer had been donating his produce and needed a place for that those donations to go. And so they built a grocery store. And that's a good example. I really like the episodes where they work with veterans who have PTSD and some of the opportunities they have to help those guys through it, through various projects and things. And so the show's been running for a few years now, but it's our Sunday afternoon show because I usually say that we ought to watch Sunday appropriate shows to help make Sunday feel special from the rest of the week. And so Returning the Favor is definitely one of those. So that's really what we wanted to share today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
What else do you have to say? You've got a big audience, Michael, like bigger than your class, right? You can say anything you want to them, only no swearing, right? You got to watch your swearing. Dial that down, right? What would you like to say to the nice people who are listening to us today?
Returning to the favor is great, and you should give back to people that treat you right, like your parents.
Okay. I like that. Thank you. All right, let's close out this episode. This is where we wrap it up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone that you know. If you're just joining us for this episode, then we're glad you can make it. And if you want to stick around for the long haul, over at ParkingThought.com, we have automatically curated subscribe links for you. So whatever device, app you want to use to be able to enjoy the show, you can dial in right there to it. Now, if you want to, you can always find us on the YouTube, the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Oh my goodness, somebody got me introduced to Stitcher, and that is such a beautiful, clean app to consume podcasts. I'm loving it. At the end of every episode, we have a challenge for everybody. I want Michael. Michael, will you read this challenge for us today?
Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?